Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
What is up? Welcome to the Bleach Boys filler arc episode 3, if we're counting. We have so much to talk about, mostly Bleach news again. Just to do a little quick recap of what has come up, Koma Murs and Bleach Rebirth of Souls now.
Yep.
Mr. Beast hates Bleach. Did anybody see that over the weekend?
I did not see that. I will refuse to watch his shit now.
There's new club outside questions to talk about. Everybody wants to know what our Zanpakuto spirits would look like.
Oh, no.
People are asking, would the Bounce be able to defeat the Quincy Army at Thousand Year Blood War?
Ooh.
And our Patreon captains are running amok in Discord.
Oh, my God.
So we have so much to talk about. It's insane. Just actual insanity that has ensued. But it's been a great time. Good to see you guys again.
Me and Sam keep getting bullied in there.
Yeah. Well, they're really like they're bargaining with Jose. They're like, Jose, well, like, wouldn't you like this, Jose? Jose, what if I offer you this? Like, would that be cool? Jose doesn't hold any power. So, like,
I'm like, I don't know how to be like, guys, I'm sorry. I can't make you Urahara. I would love to, but yeah. We can't. I'm like, I get it. She dead.
Meanwhile, Chilzy goes to a different channel probably every day, random, in the Discord, and just posts something completely out of the blue. Like, I think the last one I saw before I was starting recording is Sam wakes up every day and punches the mirror while he cries. And just, like, in a random channel. Like, it'll be in BBS, it'll be in Fake Ground Order, it'll be in memes, it'll be anywhere.
Oh, so it's a scavenger hunt for you.
Well, I get all the notifications, but it's just totally random. Like, I don't know. And Squad 9 has started their own newspaper.
Yes, they did.
And we're going to get to that. I have newspapers that we could talk about. It has gone wild with this captain tier. But welcome to the Bleach Boys, you guys. Let's start from the top. Let's talk Rebirth of Souls, which if you didn't watch last week's episode, we had a whole episode that was pretty much video game related for Bleach. All three new video games coming out. I have asked for a long time, similarly with Renji, is how they're going to adapt Komamura's Bankai. We have the answer. Have you guys seen the intro trailer for Komamura?
I just saw that he was announced.
So they did something very clever, which I think this is maybe the smart play. So most of his regular attacks, like when he uses special moves, it's the classic Komamura that you would expect, where he like summons an arm to attack. Yeah. You know, like from the anime. They're doing a great job. But when he activates his Bankai, you're now flying, and then the body is behind you. So now the enemy is up in the air as well. So that way they're still doing the same swinging attacks, but the whole body is behind now, also attacking at the same time.
That's really smart, actually.
Interesting workaround.
It is a great workaround and very smart because really all they're doing is they're probably using the same swinging animations now, but now you're flying, you can see the whole body, and it's fine, but it looks cool as fuck.
Just like playing as a JoJo character in Jump Force.
Yeah, so they've continued to do a great job. I think if you do the math, this comes out March 22nd. That's probably, what is that, 8 weeks remaining?
8 weeks from
if
from
we
here.
Get a character every week, there's only eight
Damn.
Left.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
So Stark, right?
Stark's coming, dude. I'm telling you, Stark has to be in the game. You know who else they haven't shown yet? Hallible.
That's Hallible true. Hallible hasn't Hallible's been shown gotta yet. Be in the game.
Hallible's got to be in the game. I would say this person has to be in the game as well.
Super Yami.
Who?
Super Yami.
Super Yami. I don't think Super Yami's coming to the game. I would be shocked if that's the
Zero
case.
Zero Yami, yeah.
But I think Hisagi. Hisagi has not been announced yet. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
I can see that. Him and Findor.
But he's so popular.
Now, that's my question. Let me ask you, Jose. Let me ask you, Pythes. If they add Hisagi, do they have to add Findor?
That fight was just so damn good.
Or do they get away with just adding just one? Because I think, obviously, the one they would get away with is Hisagi. But his fight is iconic, right?
It's
like,
so
that
good.
Is, like, the anime fight. So do they get away with that?
Put, like... They could just take a bunch of moves from other people over Findor Skeleton and not make him like a full character. Yeah, but true. I think people would be, as I like Findor a lot. I like his big dumb claw he shoots stuff out of. I want him to be in the game.
Well, and I think his ability is cool as fuck. Yeah, when he breaks the mask and he becomes, I was like, now I'm captain level. I was like, all right, yeah, that's kind of cool. I fucked with it when I watched it first time.
Tax cheater.
And you know how crazy fighting game players are. They love to play like the low tier characters and still win. Imagine if he has a mechanic where if he breaks more of the mask, he gets a boost, and then you just play the whole match. You don't touch that button once.
Yeah, you don't break your mask. You beat him from the base level. That is a great point. That would be really big
That's
disrespect.
Just like people playing with Krillin.
Or Hercules.
Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have what Chill Z has put in the Fate Grand Order Discord. Okay. Yesterday he said, this one is simple. It's, I'm so proud of Sam for finally coming out as gay.
And then I don't even think this was Chilzy, but Gabe messaged me and goes, you're having a kid? I'm like, dude,
what the fuck?
Don't listen to a single thing you see anybody type in Discord. Like, that is crazy.
I think it's safe to say it's maybe not the most accurate news.
What are you talking about? This is 100%. This is true. In the Fate Grand Order showcase, he says Sam has two left feet.
Like, why is that in there?
Just saying you can't dance,
you see
Sam.
What I'm saying? Like, what? He's just going to random channels.
And the last one was in the memes. He said, Sam told me that every night he goes into his backyard and digs a hole. He says he's trying to reach China.
So you just dig a hole. There's just, dude, it's, I just picture, you know, the holes.
Yeah.
Like from the movie.
It's just, you know, it doesn't make much sense. Like, where is he coming up with this? Like, sometimes it's multiple in a day that he's posting just randomly.
Those were all yesterday.
See, there you go. There you go.
That's too good.
Yep.
It kills me. Oh my God, the Discord, guys. It's so funny. You don't need to be a Patreon member. Just come to the Discord. It is so worth it.
So let's talk about the Discord. Let's talk about the Patreon right at the front here. First of all, if you guys have supported us on Patreon, thank you so much. Apparently, if you pledge $25 during the captain tier, that means you get to do whatever the fuck you want now, because people are running amok in the Discord.
It's Yamamoto's...
Like, it's gone insane. Yeah. We have officially filled all of the captain level tier on Patreon.
Thank you very
much. So people were trying to claim which captain they were going to be. And so I went through and I sorted it by who joined first, and I assigned the captains, like squad one, squad two, squad three, all the way down. And just by join date, people have been going ape shit, which is like Chilzy, of all people, the propaganda artist, got squad nine. Squad nine, Tozen squad. Squad 9's responsibility, the newsletter.
The newsletter.
So he's
which
been
is so funny.
Creating newsletters sometimes twice a day, slandering not me. For some reason, I'm slandered in every single one of them. Like, I wouldn't even be active on some of them, and I'm in there. But also other members of the Discord.
Yeah, they keep getting dragged in there.
So I think there's one for our friend John. I have a few here. The very first one that came out was I released the captains, and it says tensions are at an all-time high as infamous bully John starts attacking people's fan art. And it says squad 9 voted best squad in recent poll. I wonder why that happened. Yep. And then after dropping the captain ranks, Sam has mysteriously disappeared. It's only now that he was spotted burning down the Geneva Convention.
There's a picture of Sam, his head photoshopped on a plane that's on fire, crashing into refugees.
Damn.
Yeah. All of these breaking news and the newsletters, they all have pictures, and my face is in all of them. Like, they are in every single one.
Oh, my God.
There was another one for Jose when they were trying to bargain with Jose. Someone, I believe the captain of Squad 12, was trying to bargain with Jose, yeah, Reaper, that if he could not be captain of Squad 12, but instead be Urahara, he would bring back Nemu.
And so I immediately saw it, started laughing, and I'm like, damn it, dude. So I messaged Pythes, and he's like, are you going to do the deal with the devil? I'm like, I don't know. I got two souls.
Yeah. And there is a picture of Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster, but with Mayuri's head and Nemu. As it says, when asked to comment, he simply kept shouting, she's alive, she's alive. So it has just been nonstop.
It's been so good.
And some of them are, like, pretty bad. So, like, an example of one of our other captains, Nathaniel.
Oh, no.
Has a picture of his OC that he had commissioned. And says, Nathaniel caught using kids to peddle drugs. just like, what is going on? And then that's not all, because why would it only be about Nathaniel when there's one about me above that? And it says, all-out squad warfare begins, and it breaks out between multiple squad captains. And since a war broke out, that gave Sam the perfect opportunity to commit more war crimes. And it's a picture of me shooting an RPG at a bunch of babies.
And also, Kenpachi's there for some reason.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, well, Kenpachi is fighting Nathaniel, it looks like. So I think that's the squad warfare that's happening there. And I am shooting a rocket in the middle of that fight at babies.
That's just you using your bonkai.
You got to turn the tide.
So it has gone crazy. Absolutely crazy. There's one more that I have. And this one, by the way, the title is The Truth About Sam Comes Out.
Yeah.
So this is a full page spread on this one. And it says, the disturbing truth comes out as Poncast, another member of our Patreon, shares his testimony of Sam being a bully to newcomers in the community. When asked to elaborate, he said, I fear for all of our safety. Luckily, we have him in witness protection right now, so Sam can't reach him. First of all,
and the comment.
A picture is a screenshot of what John said, and he pasted my picture over it. So it's not even what I said. John was bullying new people.
I don't know. The bulletin seems correct.
And then that's not all. There's more stories in this one, as Sam's OnlyFans has recently been leaked too, leading to many people in the community to wonder what just else he is hiding in his secret life. And there is a picture of me with a basketball that I apparently...
Oh my God, it's the one from like college.
Yeah, that's apparently what I chose for my OnlyFans profile picture, was me and a ball. So that's cool. And then just to really drive down that the squad nine has this all under lock and everything's good, there's that Puss in Boots picture where like the Puss in Boots looks really cute. And it's just, I'm just the squad nine captain. I've never done anything wrong. Yeah. And it's a little bit at the end here. Furthermore, squad nine captain remains to be innocent through all the accusations.
I mean, the proof is right there, Sam.
I mean, yeah, I mean.
Also, my favorite picture that has been shared is it's Sam, his face photoshopped on top of Iron Man's when he has his arm stretched out at the beginning of Iron Man 1. And it just says, when mustard gas fails, we don't.
Yeah, with the explosions behind him. Like,
it's your Jericho missiles.
It's so good.
So it has just been absolutely running amok since we filled all of those. I just don't know where the downward spiral began, but everybody's been going crazy and it's been fucking hilarious.
It's been the best. I open up my Discord and then, you know, like we're having tough times at work, and then open it up and I'm like, this is making me laugh. I love it all.
I get to wake up every day to some new horrid bullshit, and I love it.
Pythes, you've been unscathed throughout all of this.
It's because they don't have any pictures of me yet.
Oh, that's true.
They can't. Like, if you want to meme me, just put a shitty microphone, and that'll be my profile picture.
There you go. So with that, let's go ahead and hand thank all of these degenerates that have been really doing a fantastic job on our Patreon, which is our captains. Starting from the bottom, PV, thank you very much. Matilda, John Carlson, Rizix, Veronica Bermudez, Pickle Rick, Sarah Berry, Aether Paradox, Head Captain and Bount Chilzy, also Chaz Abuelo, also head of the press, fucking bitch. Braxton, Diego Ace 3030, Rustin Pierce, and Tribberule. Thank you guys so much for supporting us on Patreon. Now, there is a Espada tier that is available. We need a opposing force to these spots here. I thought of a really funny idea that maybe I put like a bounty here for like a penny on there. We'll just see who wants to join for a penny. And we'll only have like eight, whoever was the member of the bounce, and we'll just go from there. I don't know what we'd give them. Maybe they'll get a signed picture of me and I'll just send it that way. Or like I'll Photoshop me as Jinkaria and send it on that way.
Yeah, I like that.
No. Send them the Discord banner. That's Karya's face photoshopped over Shanks, but only the banner, so all you see is I've come.
We'll workshop some stuff there, but thank you guys seriously for supporting us on Patreon. Thank you guys so much for being so active in the Discord. It's been a great time. If you guys would like to partake, we kind of mentioned the elusive Discord photo last time that is still available in there. You can join our Discord. The link is in the description of all of our videos. So just click on any of those links and that will go ahead and get you to our Discord.
I just say I love that people acknowledge that Sam is a war criminal.
I mean, I guess we can finish that topic, and people want to know what our Zanpakuto spirit would be.
They got chosen for us.
Yeah, so Jose and I got ours chosen for us. I actually loaded them onto the TV here.
Oh, you did?
So let's go. That is mine. I don't know if you guys can see this well, but it's like a little trench warrior with glowing red eyes and a shotgun. So that is apparently what my Zanpakuto spirit was, as selected by the Discord. I have Jose's, which if you think this one is good, here we go. Just a picture of Jose and a baby Nemu, like a toddler. Like,
her up.
I don't know what you'd even call like a newborn Nemu.
So infant. The whole time I'm just carrying a child.
Yeah.
So when Bakugan happens, she gets older, but she covers up my eyes. So then it's like, here, release.
So those got chosen for us. Pythies, you have any input on what your Zanpakuto spirit would be?
So I've been thinking more about how my Bankai works. And I have decided that it is the power to steal any copyrighted material and pretend that it's my own, which is how I can use Excalibur from Fate. But if anybody knows what it's from, then it instantly doesn't work.
Okay, that's, I actually that's good. Like that's that a lot. That's really, really good. And it's a beautiful weakness. I like that a lot.
I like the idea that like I could just shoot Excalibur at anybody from Soul Society, Wakamudu, and be untouched. But like if I was to like swing at Kago, he'd be like, isn't that just from Fate? And it immediately stops working.
So now run me down this one, Pythes. You know, like in the show, they go, Excalibur! Well, if you said that, they go like, wait a second, that's just Excalibur? And then would it just dissipate?
Yeah, instantly. Okay, okay. Instantly.
I just picture Pythes going like, let's go! Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
So would it be good against like a giant army because there's too many individual brain
people? Someone might know what it is.
Yeah, but if they're from Soul Society, who there has watched Fate?
True. That's true. They're behind many, many, many years, so you would be fine.
So I'm saying I could take out the strongest characters in the show easy, but like the weakest would absolutely stomp me in the dirt.
So now what would your Zanpakuto spirit be for this copyright infringement weapon?
I want a picture of a YouTube video that just says this has violated copyright.
Okay.
It needs to be like a lawyer is handing me a notice of copyright infringement.
It's going to be like Leorio.
Yeah. It's Ace Attorney.
Yeah, Ace Attorney.
No, it's Leorio. I like that better.
There you go.
He's handing me a court summons.
Pythes Zanpakuto's spirit is consistently chasing him around trying to hand him paperwork.
That's why Pythes is always on the move.
Yep.
I'm always running, and Jose has to stop fights midway because Nemu needs her num-nums, and he needs to feed her the bottle.
I'm just a single dad. I'm like, guys, stop. You're making her cry.
Yeah.
And Sam has to be like, no, I'm just trying to buy chicken. Stop mustard gassing people. God damn it.
My Zanpakuto spirit has like trigger words. Like someone asks for mustard. It starts like fucking convulsing.
Oh, mustard. Fire, explosions, children.
Fire, hello.
Hello.
You.
Don't look him in the eye. Don't look him in the eye.
Your is a 16-year-old playing GTA.
Yeah. That's exactly who it is. Oh, okay. So pivoting from that, let's talk about Mr. Beast. And, you know, I said he hates Bleach. I'm being a little extra on that one. There was an image that was posted by Twitter user Mr. Zed, and it said, delete one anime forever, and it gave One Piece, Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, and Bleach. And of all people, Mr. Beast responded to it and said, it's obviously Bleach. That was the response that was given there. Now, One Piece, Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, and Bleach, what one would you guys get rid of?
One Piece.
Ooh, well, we know Pythes is the One Piece hater.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I gave it like 500
chapters. Dragon
Ball Z
is embedded into my people.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z is embedded into your people, is it?
I really like Naruto. It's got to be One Piece for me, to be honest.
Dang.
I'm going to be real honest.
That's crazy.
I love
dog.
Naruto.
Naruto's so
to be
good.
Honest, for big three for me is Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece.
That's the
big three.
That's the era we grew up in as well, so that makes the most sense.
Dragon Ball Z is just so goated, it gets to be included in every list.
Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to compare the two because I didn't enjoy One Piece until much later in life. Like Naruto and Bleach, we were actively watching, and obviously anything that has to do with Dragon Ball Z, we were actively on top of when we were in high school, college, so on and so forth. One Piece I didn't enjoy until much later when I read all of it. I like binge read it. And I read a few times on Manga Stream for One Piece, which this is going to sound horrible, but my younger brother, Matthew, was a big One Piece fan, loved One Piece. And he was telling me how good the manga was. And it was during the war. Do we care if I spoil what happened?
No.
It was at Marineford when Ace dies. And it was like right before that. And so I had ran into manga to read. And I just started reading it from the newest release. Like I went like, I think Manga Stream let you go like five chapters back or something like that.
Yeah, something like
that. So I went back and I read the last five chapters. And I was reading as it came out. I was like, oh my God, this is really good. And then Marine Ford ended and I stopped reading it. Just never got back to reading it. And it wasn't until much, much later, I think like maybe a few years ago, if that, maybe a little bit, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Like 5 years ago.
I read the colored version of it. And the colored version goes pretty damn far. I don't remember where it stops, but I read the colored version of the manga from the beginning all the way until where it is now, where it's caught up.
Are you sure you got past Big Mom?
I got to everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the colored version, I don't know. It was really fucking good. I had the best time reading that manga. I really, really did. To be able to read it all in one go with all the story flowing into it and not having to wait was so much fun. I had such a good time with that. But Naruto is so nostalgia for me, like so nostalgia. And I feel like the Naruto headbands and the Sharingan eyes and the curse mark and stuff is so embedded into like how I was growing up, and doing the different jutsus with the hand signs is so embodied to my core. I don't know.
I mean, they've all got really good strengths. I mean, One Piece is the only one that's made me cry over a boat.
Oh, One Piece is really good, dude.
Yeah. So it's like when I think about it as a storytelling perspective, it's so good. It's still going to be One Piece for me.
Yeah, that's tough. It breaks
my heart, but it really is. Like, I genuinely love all of them.
Yeah, I'm going to set on One Piece as well. After that long speech, I'll set on One Piece as well.
Yeah.
It's just hard to go against the stuff that you grew up with, and I think that's fine. That's fine, because I think One Piece was the best reading experience I've ever had reading a manga, but Mr. Beast responded that it's obviously Bleach, which upset people, of course, because it's not just saying, oh, I would pick Bleach. It's, oh, it's obviously Bleach.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Which has different connotations to it, right? So the internet erupted. The internet was...
get him, internet. Yeah, get him.
Going crazy. Obviously, some people were very happy. Like the Naruto and the Boruto fans were like, hell yeah, fuck Bleach. They loved it. One Piece fans, of course, you know, what does it matter? Like, obviously, get rid of Bleach. Do what it is. And Dragon Ball Z just living their best life, having their grand old time.
Yeah.
A Bleach Twitter account, Accelerator, he decided to take on a challenge and posted a picture of Lige Barro in his owl form. And he said, Bleach fans, can I get a ratio on Mr. Beast? And he actually did it, which is crazy. Really, really crazy. So at the time of recording, Mr. Beast's comment has 32,000 likes, 2.9K retweets, and 2.4K responses to it. Now, Accelerator's tweet has less responses, but more retweets at 3.3K, more hearts at almost 20,000.
That's right.
Above Mr. Beast. And then Mr. Beast tweeted at Accelerator and said, Naruto is better, get counter ratioed. Still couldn't beat him.
That's right.
The Bleach community came out crazy way for Accelerator's like retweet trying to ratio Mr. Beast and destroyed him.
I'm now praying for his downfall.
Ichigo beats almost all of them.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, obviously, on a podcast called Bleach Boys, we love Bleach here. Mm-hmm. And we're going to say that Bleach is number one. We back up Accelerator. Kudos to him. He fucking did it.
Like, what a fucking badass.
Crazy job. I never would have thought of, like, you know what? Let's ratio Mr. Beast. Let's fucking get his ass. And he did it with a picture of none of the main characters but Lige Barro, of all characters. So congrats Accelerator. That was insane. But everybody went out. I saw all the people online retweeting it, telling everybody hard. Some people tried to also hop on the bandwagon and be like, oh, can I get a ratio on Mr. Beast? Because, of course, why wouldn't you take that opportunity? But we got to funnel it. You know, when Goku's doing the spirit bomb, there's not a second person that's like, oh, can I get a spirit bomb? We all got to go in on the one spirit bomb, okay?
Yeah, you get. Otherwise, you're going to get that little one that Krillin and Yamcha use.
Yeah, which is dog shit. We don't want that one. We have to beat Mr. Beast because he's Mr. Beast. And we beat him.
We beat him. Bleach beat Mr. Beast. That's what it was.
Bleach is better than Mr. Beast. Bleach is better than the Beast Games. Mm-hmm. Bleach is better than, I don't know what other stuff he's created.
His YouTube channel.
Feastables. All right. And Bleach is better than his stupid ass toys. All right. I'll say it right there. Yeah, he's got toys, Jose. He's got toys.
I don't know who Mr. Beast is.
You live in his home state.
That's all you got to say.
Do I? I was homeschooled, man. I don't watch YouTube like that. I hang out on like the weird parts of the internet that are talking about like, so did the Irish ever invade Wales? Let's go into this history. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Oh, no, I was on the DJ side with the bitch. I'm going to fight you with my food battle.
So I'm Pythes. I'm behind on everything. I learned what YOLO was 4 years after it stopped being cool.
Dude, Josh was so YOLO, dude.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have new club outside questions where Ichigo is in Burn the Witch? So it was finally
asked. That made me so mad.
Okay. So the question to Kubo was, 10 years later, after becoming an adult, we learned that Ichigo now works as a translator. Did he study abroad or something in order to learn his or to deepen his language skills? And Kubo just responds, he studied in the UK.
Motherfucker.
And I was like, ew, Ichigo knows the British.
Yeah.
Maybe Ichigo met my other boy over there and was like, you look like some motherfucker with blue hair that I know.
Oh, he met Bruno?
Yeah.
So, Pythes, what do you think about the idea that Ichigo will appear in Burn the Witch?
He would have to suffer the disgrace of going back to England again, so I feel bad for him.
Because I feel like now that's like so hard line. Like, yeah, he's studying in the UK. And I believe Kubo has mentioned before that he would love to do a Burn the Witch and the Bleach crossover. Like, that has been something that he has physically stated. I think we know how it's going to happen now. He'll just have Ichigo appear in it at some point, and just that'll be the crossover moment.
That'll be so crazy because they all use their guns and their dragons, mm-hmm. and he's just going to pull up with a sword.
Well, it would be a cool moment, I think, because Burn the Witch, when we hop on board with Burn the Witch, is already an established community, right? Like, mm-hmm. Soul Society East Branch or West Branch.
Yeah.
So that's already been established. They already have all their captains or their, I forget what they were. I wanted to call them the Color Guards, but that's not what they are.
No.
They already have all of their people set up. They're already doing their own things. They're capturing the dragons. They're releasing them. They're doing whatever. So it would be a good way for Ichigo to show up. And then he's like, yeah, this is Soul Society West. And then they give him the rundown of like, here's what we do. Here's what's different. And then Ichigo's like that guy that's fish out of water, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck? Like, this is not what we do at all. That'd be good.
I want the crossover to be one panel, and it's like Ichigo has taken the family on vacation. They're sitting at a nice scenic cafe, and just a dragon fight's happening in the background. He's like, I'm not getting paid to fuck with this.
A similar panel like that happened. We were talking about Fairy Tail last episode. Mm-hmm. In Eden Zero, in the background of one of the scenes, there's just Fairy Tail, or there's Lucy and
Natsu, right?
Natsu, yep. But nothing to do with the story. They don't just talk at all. They are just in the background, which is also on another planet. So it's just like literally like, oh, there they are, and then they go.
Oh, what? There's other planets in this shit?
Well, Eden Zero is in space.
Yeah, it's all in space. So they're going to like multiple planets.
I thought this shit was like fantasy.
It's fantasy space.
Yeah, space fantasy pirate guild.
I'll pick up volume 4 at some point.
That Dragon Joe arc.
That one was really good.
That was fucking insane.
Yeah, I think everybody, if you liked Fairy Tail, you should at least get through Eden Zero to the Dragon Joe part, because that part was really good. I can't speak to anything much past that.
Who the fuck is Dragon Joe? That's such a cool name.
Yeah, that's the villain. You gotta get to that part.
Pythes, yeah, you gotta get to it. You let us know.
I gotta say, some manga names are just the best, man.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never forget that Bleach has an enemy called Grimmjow Jaggerjack.
Yep.
There were two other Club Outside questions that were asked, but they are about what the quality of questions that Kubo has been getting asked nonstop. Somebody asked if one of these questions was asked by Pythes. Let's ask that question.
Oh, yeah.
The question is, I love Isane Kotetsu. Please tell us more about her first love and her type. And Kubo, thank God, responds saying, if I answer this, then I'll just get more questions about other characters' types, so I'll keep it a secret. Kubo, that is a 200 IQ move that you did. Thank you so much. Because if you did answer that, you would get a question for every single character. Every single one. What was their first love? What was their type? What was their first love? What was their type? Then people will be pissed when you don't describe exactly them.
Mm-hmm.
Kubo, what's Yami's type? Kubo's like, God, shut up.
So, Pythes, if you can now answer the question, was that you that asked Kubo that?
No, because I don't have a Club Outside account, unlike you, Sam.
And I wouldn't waste the question on that.
Hey, yeah, I'm like, you wouldn't waste that.
Homie, I appreciate you sending that for me.
I did find out on Club Outside. I got an email. They offer, as part of a Club Outside, I forget what it's called. It's called like MCC or something like that. But you can make your own custom Bleach shirt through Club Outside with the death paintings and stuff that Kubo has released.
That's sick.
So I have a bunch in my cart right now. I have like 3 or 4.
Did you make them all?
Well, one is a Robert Accutron full on the shirt. But the problem is, maybe these will all end up shirts being for you, Jose, because they only go to XL. Oh. So, which XL in American sizes is fine for me, no problem. But I am concerned in Japanese sizes it ain't gonna work.
Doesn't go to 2XL?
No, only goes to XL. So I have one with Robert Accutron. I have one with the death paintings of Yama, Sasakibe, Omida, and who else I got on there? There's one other death painting on there as well. I can't remember at the time. And then I have another that is full screen art also of the little promo art they gave out of Basby and Ugrim. It's the red background where they're like back to back. Yeah. Before the series even came out. So I have three shirts ready, but they're also $40 a pop, which is kind of expensive, right? For especially for shirts that are potentially not going to fit me.
If they don't fit, we could always just like cut out the things.
Well, don't they have the frames that you can like, because I've seen them when I worked at Spencer's Gifts many years ago.
Oh, that's right. You can fold it out, frame it, and then put it up on the wall.
Yeah. There you go. That's exactly. They have like a frame for shirts.
Yeah, it's like acrylic frame. It usually pops up. You slide the shirt in and then you just close it.
You worked at Spencer's?
I did.
I need to know more than anything. How many dildos did you sell?
Okay. Zero. Now, most of my job, I was just talking about this. We just had a meeting at my work, and one of the little game we play was everybody go around the table and say what your very first job was. And so I also like to preface it when we get to me. I'm like, hey, you guys guess what my first job is. That way really opens the floodgates for what it could be. Now, would it shock you that most of the people said McDonald's? So
I'm not surprised by that.
That's what most people guessed. So I told them Spencer's, and then really most of my job. So you'd be very shocked to find that the people that work in Spencer's, they're kind of treated like salesmen. It's not so much as like, oh, like just restock the store. You know, they're like, no, like we're going to have certain items every week that this is the thing that you have to push. So if you walk into Spencer's Gift and they want to like sell you a fucking wallet, that's because that's their item that they want to sell for the week. And then you get like a bonus for it. It's something really tiny, like a quarter a wallet or something like that. But 3/4 of the job was kicking kids out from the sex toy section in the fucking shop. Because if you've ever been to Spencer's Gift, it has like anime shirts, and then it'll go like anime shirts, it'll go band shirts, then it'll go like shot glasses,
funny t-shirts and stuff too.
Funny t-shirts, gag gifts.
Yeah, gag
then
gifts.
It'll go to weed themed gifts. It'll be all weed dispensary stuff. And then at the back of the store, in plain sight, not behind a curtain or anything, it will go into lingerie, sex toys, anything that you can think of that's 18 plus that maybe has a dick on it. That is what the back of the store will be. And it's just anybody can walk back there. There's nothing that marks that's a no-go zone. Everybody can go wherever they want. So most of the time, because I was the man working there, it's like, hey, guys, you got to go. Like, come on. You can't be back here. How old are you? And then they're like, oh, and then they get embarrassed and they leave.
They giggle and run.
You catch anybody back there, they get embarrassed and they fuck off.
Hey man, you're hanging out with your homie, you're 16 years old at the mall. Nothing's funnier than going to Spencer's and going, look, it's a penis on a glass.
But I love that job. I have not hated any of my jobs. I've had a great time at any of the jobs that I've worked at. That job in particular was just a bunch of stoners that I worked with. And we just hung out for like 8 hours a day. And then when the store closed, you just put the gate down and then you clean for another hour. But you're also still just hanging out for another hour. It's just like everybody's chilling out, having a great time. Now, you do have to hit your sales numbers, but everybody's vibing.
I've always loved every Spencer's I've been in.
Yeah, it's great.
Never bought a thing.
Most people don't buy anything either.
They just walk in there.
They're very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, if they were like half.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
As much, I'd buy almost anything I saw.
Yeah. We have one of these stores in our mall now that is that like a clearance store where everything just gets thrown into a bin. And then Thursday, it starts at like 7, or I think it starts at 12. And then throughout the days, it lowers in price for all the items in the store. So it'll go like it starts at 12. And then the next day, it'll go down to 7. The next day, it'll go down to 5. The next day, it'll go down to 4. And then the very last day, it'll go down like 99 cents.
I wish we had one of those.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people just like digging through bins, and it's really dirty because it's like it's all like shit that's been opened, or like here's a 30 pack of Cheez-Its that has been partially opened.
We're like, oh, they're probably expiring real soon too.
Yeah.
It's fine. I get a cool t-shirt for nothing.
True. All right. The last club outside question, which I think we kind of touched on already when we were talking about the Bleach Rebirth of Soul stories in the last episode, but The regular members, Ichigo, Rukia, Orihime, Chad, Uryu, Renji, they interact with each other throughout the series. However, Orihime and Renji are the only ones who have never interacted with each other in any, they ask any particular reason for this. And Kubo just says, now that you mention it, they really haven't. So I guess you just never thought of
he
it.
He just forgot.
Yep. Just kind of slipped the mind. Don't worry about it. Classic Kubo fashion.
It's just like Lord of the Rings, where Legolas barely says anything to Frodo in the gang.
I was just about to bring that up, you motherfucker.
Yes!
Jose, I don't know if my memory is failing me, but have you watched the Lord of the Rings anime movie yet?
No,
I know we talked about it.
I keep forgetting because I'm waiting for it to be like on streaming services.
It's not out on streaming yet?
Not yet. They said, so they took it off, what I said, 3 weeks afterwards, yeah. Because just no good numbers. And now it's just like in limbo somewhere.
I can help you acquire that movie if you need it. You just don't ask any questions.
I too can help you with that, Jose. That's true. If you need something. So there was, have you ever been, now I don't know what means you use Pythes. Do you download them or do you stream them?
I just stream them.
So I used to download everything back in high remember. School. Everything. We used to have an external hard drive and I still have it. Filled with anime that we watched back in high school. And it's just like full seasons of anime, like High School of the Dead.
Yes.
Probably Seikon no Quasar's on there because we were high schoolers. Yeah. Gurren Lagann's on there. Assassination Classroom on there.
I used to read that fucking manga.
Degenerate Pythes.
It was terrible.
I don't remember. Was something broke it?
Something broke the computer.
I don't recall.
It was Code Lyoko.
Oh, Code Lyoko did break our computer. That is right. That show fucking slaps, by the way. Code Lyoko is a banger.
Yeah.
If you don't like Code Lyoko, fuck you.
Yeah, I think that's a good test of character. If you come up to me and you tell me you don't like Code Lyoko, we can't be friends.
Worst CG, but it's so
good. Yeah.
I mean,
horrible.
Who cares at that point? I'm like, oh, so cool.
You're talking to a guy that loves Beast Wars.
So we used to have this big hard drive, and we almost never downloaded. Well, okay, I'm a liar. We downloaded movies all the time as well because we used to watch like really shitty horror movies back in the day.
Yeah,
like,
we had a
really,
huge
really
horror
garbage.
Kick for a bit.
One of the movies that I downloaded, one of the very last ones, was Wonder Woman when it came out. And I downloaded the Wonder Woman movie because I don't think I ended up seeing it in trailers. It was the very first Wonder Woman. The only download in my whole life that I actually got a letter from my ISP, my internet provider, telling me to stop fucking downloading shit. It was Wonder Woman that did me in out of all of them. They don't give a fuck about any of the anime. They don't give a fuck about any of the shitty horror movies. I downloaded Wonder Woman once, and it wasn't even like new. It was like Wonder Woman been out for a while, and they immediately sent me a letter and told me to stop.
I'm so surprised that it was that, because Danny would get the most random things on there.
I know. And we used to come over, and like everyone would be on a computer. Like we would sometimes have four or five setups going, downloading shit. Like it just like downloading random stuff. Never had any problem at all. We used to run Hamachi through Minecraft.
Oh my god, yes, Hamachi.
Never a problem with all bandwidth. Just zooming through life, having a great time. Download Wonder Woman once and it's game over.
Damn, we had so much fun with that stuff. Mm-hmm. When Minecraft first came out, dude, we wouldn't sleep. Some say there was
a prison. We downloaded video
though.
Games too. Sorry, you know, we did that back in the day. I remember Bulletstorm was one of them. That was a really good game.
Oh yeah.
Hated that game. Yeah. I was bad at it.
I love that game. What a fun game. You just go around and create combos through the whole level. It's cool.
Oh, no, let me tell you what I used to do because I couldn't download shit because bad internet. I didn't have a DVD player. I had a PlayStation 2 hooked up to a VCR. So I would get shit delivered from Netflix back when it was just like a physical rental service and Blockbuster. And I'd put the video in my PlayStation and then I would just videotape it and keep it forever.
Damn, you were struggling, dog. That's crazy.
That's just actually really smart, though.
I have so many movies and I'm just like, I don't even know how I own this.
Are you sad that Redbox is gone?
Actually, a little bit.
Did you see that they were like basically giving them away at one point because the stores, like, they just can't use them anymore and they're stuck? So there was a big push going around that if you go to like a 7-Eleven or like a Vons and you're like, hey, I will come in and I will take that from you, they'll usually just go like, yeah, take it, it's trash, like we have to get rid of it.
I've heard
that. You get the
real.
Whole thing.
I would love to have a red box in my house. It'd be kind of cool. Like, imagine you get it working. You put all your DVDs and Blu-rays in there and just be like, I want to watch
That's
Pirates of the
really
Caribbean
sick.
Again. Yeah. Boop.
It would be cool. Or you put all your anime in there. That'd be really sick.
Oh, yes. Even better. Mm-hmm. It's like a man cave thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I've been told that they never had anybody around to like empty out the DVDs. So apparently if you get the box, you get all the shit that's in there.
Yeah, I've seen videos of people opening them and they are like they're loaded with DVDs.
Damn.
Like, nobody would because they fucking went under. Like,
yeah.
So nobody's going around and collecting that stuff.
Honestly, for physical media, it lasted way longer than I thought.
Yeah, they did a good job. They did a good job bringing back kind of that nostalgia of going to the video store. And
yeah,
like,
that was pretty nice.
So they did a very good job. Did I ever use it? Maybe once or twice I used Redbox. You know, really, you could have made out like a Band-Aid. If you were still holding Redbox DVDs this day, you don't got to pay them back. It's done.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I used it maybe
fines are gone.
4 or 5 times because we, you know, we couldn't afford the streaming services. So we'd be like, I'm watching Glorious Bastards off of Redbox. Why not? Now, I hated Destiny 2, so I rented that from Redbox. I was like, I feel ripped off. I spent $2.
Speaking of, I pre-ordered, I don't know if you guys have seen, but the Proplica of Tenson Zangetsu officially came out this month. It's like $170, something
like
that.
That's not bad.
But it is like a true-to-life scale Proplica of it, and it has the sounds, and you go Bankai and stuff like that.
Which one?
I had pre-ordered this. I believe it's just like the classic version of it.
The OG one?
I don't need another one.
I pre-ordered this way back in like November. It came out this month in January. I did it on AmiAmi. Mine hasn't been sent to me yet. What the fuck? And I had to check. I went to check one night and I was like, let me just see. Like, did I miss? Because you pre-order it, you don't prepay for it on AmiAmi.
Yeah.
And I was like, did I miss them asking for payment and they canceled it? Because like I saw people with it. They were doing like unboxings. I'm like, what the fuck? And so I went to look. It's like, no, still just sitting and pending. Just still waiting there. And then I clicked on the link. I was like, when does this come out? Like, because they don't have an exact date on it yet. And the link didn't exist anymore. It didn't work. And I was like, dude, like this is. But I checked today, everybody. I rechecked it. The link now exists.
Oh,
it links
nice.
Back to the website. It's not listed as a pre-order, which means that it's out. So I'm going to have to send some sort of fucking email and be like, hey, like, where the fuck is my goddamn sword? Like, send me my sword.
Sam's desperate to get back to the unboxing game.
Yeah, like, send me my sword, man. I got good Bleach stuff coming. I got my sword coming. I got some stuff from Club Asai coming, like the free newsletters and stuff that they send you.
Oh, sick.
So I just paid shipment for that. I'm still paying for my Figurama statue.
Still?
Ichigo and I did 8 payments, Jose. So Ichigo and Okiura, that's still.
When's that coming?
Well, I don't know if they ship it when I'm done with payments. So maybe I'll pay it all coming up here and we'll see if we get it shipped out. My fiance might be a little mad about that, but like that thing's going to be huge. That's like going to be like the size, like
it's
big.
Probably.
I was going to say, it's too big to fit in the middle of the table, right? And have you two still be visible?
It might work.
We'll figure it out.
Regardless, we'll do a podcast where we have it because we got to get use out of it somehow. And then if it's in a video, then I could tax right off it.
That's right.
Speaking of this year, which this is going to be a boring conversation, so I'm not going to stick on this very long. I think this is going to be the first year that I'm going to try to go to an actual tax person and just see what they say.
About the channel?
Yes, because I have gotten money, not a lot of money, maybe like over the year, maybe a grand. But
it's a grand.
Yeah, I know. A grand from different sources also. So like some of it comes from TikTok. We get a very small amount of payment from Red Circle, which is how we distribute our audio podcast. Mm-hmm. We get a very small amount. Well, we get stuff from YouTube, TikTok. Red Circle, and then something else also. Don't remember what the other one is. So I'm going to see if I should be paying attention to that, or if I should just file my taxes like normal, just call it a day.
You don't want to fuck with the IRS.
I know. Yeah. So that's why I think that I just have so many income sources that I think I'm just going to go see somebody like an HR Block and just be like, hey, like.
I don't know about H&R Block. They fucked me over.
Did they?
Yeah, they made it so I had to pay, and I've never had to pay before.
See, now you're concerning me, Jose.
See, I don't fuck with H&R Block. I go to my dad's tax lady.
But I have done H&R Block before by myself. Like, mm-hmm. I did a self file, and I have done TurboTax before for many, many, many years. Last year, also because of the small amount of money I got from the channel, I had to pay taxes. I'm marked as an independent contractor, so I had to pay all those taxes back. So I owed money last year, which I never owe money, except for the 1 year I had to pay for health insurance, which is stupid. Yeah. I never, ever, ever have to owe money. I usually get money back. I got screwed last year, so I'm going
to
go see.
Yeah, because me and my wife filed jointly for the first time last
year. I hate
to
see that, Jose.
But we got so much money back.
Oh, good.
Specifically because she's a teacher, too.
Oh, good.
So it's all the stuff that she spends, the driving, the gas, and everything, it all comes back. And I'm like, dude.
That's nice.
I think we got like $2,000.
That's nice.
I was just like, dude.
I made like a mistake on my taxes, so I ended up having to pay the state like $75.
Yeah, they hound you for $100. That's all I owed, and I was just like, dude, what the fuck?
I mean, it was part of me was happy because I'm like, yo, I'm actually an adult. I actually owe taxes for once. Nice.
But he's like, yeah.
After I paid it like a month later, they sent a message like, actually, we fucked up. You don't actually owe that much. You owe this much. It's like, okay, cool. We're going to send you a check for like $60. I'm like, okay, cool.
Okay.
Thanks, Date. They actually did me a solid. I can't believe it.
Well, good. It's nice that they get money back. That's the way it should be. Now, Pythy, speaking of doing a solid, what is your opinion on Mashal? Just to recap, because I think last week we talked about it in the captain's meeting, Pythies has officially finished the first season of Mashal now. So what do you think of Mashal?
I think it is very funny. I don't think the fights are very good. And for this is a battle shonen, so I'm not that into
it. Okay, fair. And last time you talked about loving the soundtrack. Still holds true all the way through season one?
I love the soundtrack more.
Good.
It's such a good soundtrack. I like it too.
Like I want a physical copy of the CD. I don't know if they exist, but I want to buy it. I feel like the guy that composed that shit needs money.
You know what? I feel like it's going to be at Anime Expo of all places.
If you do, buy that shit, send it to me, and I'll pay you for it. Because, oh my God, the music is amazing. I actually really like how weird and anime the character designs are.
Yeah.
They just... They got the lines on their face. I really like the guy that shoots the swords. I like the doll man. I like the guy with the Sharingan. Yep. He's really edgy, but I like him. I like pink hair girl because she reminds me of someone from Fire Emblem. Like, the designs are great. Even the ones that are ripping off Harry Potter look fantastic. I just don't think the fights are very entertaining.
Now, I will tell you that they will not be very entertaining throughout the whole thing.
Okay.
They stick to the same kind of level. The tensions do get higher, obviously, and they do kind of implement more of a story with the bad guy being introduced to the series in season two.
You mean not Voldemort?
Yeah.
Not Voldemort.
So, that becomes a thing, but it's still... You're going to get the same quality because obviously it is more of a gag shonen manga, right?
I don't need like Fate or like a Demon Slayer level animation. I just want the fights to grab me. And so far I've just been like, at this point, I'm just waiting for Mash to punch them once and the fight's over. Mm. And that's what has happened. I did appreciate he beat the doll guy with a tombstone pile driver, which was sick. He did a tombstone. He also did a fucking German suplex in the last fight, so I was very happy about that. And also, like, I know it's ripping off Harry Potter, but, like, I forgot. So that, because, you know, for these last couple episodes, they've been underground fighting. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, hey, let's go talk to not Dumbledore. And I was like, oh my God, that's just fucking Dumbledore.
Yeah. Well, wait till they do the Grand Wizarding Tournament in the next season.
No. So... Do you mean the not try with the drop that they've set up?
Yeah.
I wish they ripped off the song, like, though.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I'm not even fucking kidding. So, like, Mash looks like Harry Potter from the movies. In the books, Harry Potter's always described as, like, having very messy hair. So the dude that fucks with the sand walks in, I'm like, oh my God, it's book Harry talking shit to movie Harry. So like, I'm getting a kick looking at all these weird-ass characters.
It sticks so, like... right on the outskirts of ripping off Harry Potter all the way through season two as well. Like, it really does.
I guess I can defend it a little bit. A whole lot of the visual design is taken from the movies. Like, they didn't wear uniforms in the books. In the books, they just had robes. They didn't even have, like, the color scarves or the ties or anything.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, Harry just wears jeans and, like, a sweater, and he wears the robe over it in the books. So, like, this is... You could make the argument, hey, man, they just have robes over, like, fancy dress. What do you mean? I'm not touching anything.
Now, what would you rate it out of a 10 now that you finished the first season?
It's a solid 5. I don't hate it, and I may or may not continue watching it, but I enjoyed it. I really like a strong character makes fun of stupid magic system, and that's just what if Harry Potter lifted, so I loved it.
Do you like the bits of Mashal's dad just hanging out the whole time?
The fucking, like, old dude. Oh, my God.
I thought we would get more of that.
Nope.
So I'm a little disappointed because I remember reading in the manga, he and that dude with the blonde hair were spying on the entrance exams. And I was like, what if they're just here the whole show?
That'd be really funny, but
he's not. I just got to the episode where he goes back home.
Oh, okay, good.
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, oh my boy, he made friends. And I was like, I get that feeling. I'd be happy too. All his friends are weirdos. Mm-hmm. I also like all his friends. I like the extended cast. They're very fun.
Yeah, it's good. They do a really good job. And I think you mentioned already, I really like the that they all look a little weird.
They're all funky.
They're just all weird across the board. And it's like, oh, this is great. This is lovely.
This is what I want to call, like, mid-level anime design, because you have realistic-ish characters from a show like, you know, Psycho Pass or something. Then you have anime characters where, like, the Yu-Gi-Oh designs, right? This is mid where everybody's like kind of a normal person, but they have some kind of flair, and that's about the level I like. You have guy with big red spiky hair and like a crazy headband, but he's also just wearing like normal clothes. I like him.
Pythes, I'm still fiending for some more Fate Strange Fake. Can you just tell them to hurry it up?
Sam, I'm also fiending. So I guess we can go into that because we didn't talk about it last week. How did you like that neck that technically episode one?
Was good. It was very good. I enjoyed it a lot. Now, I think episode zero, because I did try to watch it with my fiance, I remember, and I said, you know, she hated it.
By the way, I want my name cleared. I didn't tell you to watch that with her. And now she says I'm two for two. I need her to know I'm innocent. That's your fault.
By these, we're a package now. We're getting married. So
This is
basically
true.
Anything I watch, she's going to watch. So
I need you to bring her on so I can plead my case if that wasn't my fault.
Okay.
We'll summon her later.
Yes. I really enjoyed it. I really liked that it did throw you into it. And it's like, yeah, we kind of expect you guys to know this stuff already. Here's going to be a little bit different because it's in America. Here we go. And I was like, oh, this is great. This is really good.
Meanwhile, I'm over here going like, okay.
Yeah, so I liked it a lot. And I like that they're trying to play to this little cover of secrecy where they keep trying to hide that these servants are fighting. And then at the very, very end, when Saber gets summoned, he just introduces himself on TV. And the guy, my favorite character who goes around shooting everybody, is just like, well, fuck. It's like, now everybody knows.
So, like, Fate Strange Fake was built off the premise of, like, it's easier to hide Holy Grail Wars back in like the 90s and early 2000s when like nobody has a camcorder. But everybody is just, they're filming him on their phones and they're like, well, we can't cover this up. What the fuck?
I saw a great TikTok that really made me miss Fate Zero, Pythes, where it was a bunch of people talking about, I don't know, is he considered the main character, Saber's master in Fate Zero?
Yeah, he's the main character.
Okay, where it was a bunch of other characters referencing him were like, oh, you know, like if it were him, he would just do this. And it kept showing him do like Jose earmuffs, all of his war crimes that he kept committing throughout Fate Zero. And
are you sure it's not you?
This.
The Sam actions?
Yeah. Jose, he's awesome. He's so awesome.
Yeah, but he has a full head of hair, so it can't be Sam.
Yeah, that is correct.
It's young Sam.
But I kept seeing it and kept being like, yeah. You know, there was this one master in the games that, you know, didn't give a fuck. And I was like, oh, I miss Fate Zero. Miss it.
I mean, if you want the other guy that doesn't give a fuck, remember a Saber of Red's master from Apocrypha who just
loved him too.
He had a shotgun that shot human fingers.
Jesus.
As bullets. So, he's so
you
cool.
You should watch Fate Say Night, Jose, and then watch Fate Apocrypha because I think you'll like that one a lot.
Okay, so right now, first one up is
Unlimited
Blade,
Works.
Unlimited Blade Works.
Unlimited
Blade Works.
Because
that one will set up the game, and then Fate Apocrypha, like we already told you
that's
last
the one
time,
that goes next?
Is no. So technically, Fate Zero is like the prequel to Fate Stay Night, but Fate Apocrypha is like, hey, what if we have a 5v5, and like there's two teams of masters that go against each other. They have some really cool heroes that they bring for Fate Apocrypha,
okay,
and really cool fight scenes as well. Really cool.
Set up a list.
Yeah, I got you.
It's the one that's got Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah.
Sick. You mean Dracula?
No.
I know
specifically
he hates it. I know
Dracula.
He hates it.
And at
he
one point, they're like fighting up in the air and shit, Jose. It's so cool.
Oh, the one where they're on the airplane?
Yes. Yes, Mighties.
That shit's... would you believe me if I said that fight was sicker in the manga?
No, that's crazy.
A horse is involved. That's all I'll say.
That is sick. That is so sick.
A horse?
A horse is involved.
I will tell you, historically, Lancer has always been my guy. I always like Lancer.
The Lancers are the coolest.
Oh, the Lancer class. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
You're going to love the Lancer in Fate Stay Night. You're going to love him, Jose. He's so cool.
Yeah. Wait, so is Fate Stay Night separate from Unlimited Blade Works?
No. It's Fate Stay Night, : Unlimited Blade
Works.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
That's just the brand name.
Was that the first one?
Because so a little bit of backstory, Jose. This originated from, now correct me if I'm wrong, Pythie, just go ahead and hop in anytime.
Yep.
This originated from a visual novel.
Correct.
And visual novels are like, you know what a visual novel is, Jose?
Yeah.
They're like video games where you're basically reading a story. Yeah. It's got pictures, but you can choose actions in the visual novel.
Yeah.
And it affects the story.
Oh,
so
like the KFC one we did.
So like choose your own adventure books.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like the KFC one. Exactly. So you can choose different choices and it affects the story of the visual novel.
Oh, I like
so
that.
So the anime adapts different routes that you can do in
almost
the visual
like
novel.
Gun Girl.
Gal Gun?
Gal Gun.
Yeah, but that's a dating sim, Jose. This is more like a choose your own adventure, like a classic, like you would get from the library, where it's like, if you want to do this, and it's a different story that you could go
through.
It's
almost RP, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But you can choose different arches for where you want to go. So Unlimited Blade Works is a very specific route that you can do.
I get you now.
So I can add to that. So in most visual novels, you can kind of pick where you want to go, period. Fate, everything is in sequence. So like Unlimited Blade Works is the second story out of three. You beat the Fate route. Once that's done, then you can play Unlimited Blade Works. Once you beat that, then you can do Heaven's Feel, and then you've beaten the visual novel. But because they technically already adapted Fate back in like 2006, I think, is when that anime came out, they're like, we'll just do Unlimited Blade Works because people are dying for that to come out.
Yeah, and you'll see when you watch it that they do Unlimited Blade Works because there's one really cool hero in there that everybody fucking likes, and that's why they did the Unlimited Blade Works.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, that character shows up in Fate and does a cool thing.
Yeah, but I don't think it's as cool as the Unlimited Blade Works adaptation.
It is not as cool.
So that is why. So yeah, watch that one. You'll like it a lot.
I'm just excited for like the whole thing to be wrapped up so I can be like, all right, Jose, here's why this happened. Because this happened in Fate, therefore it's different in Unlimited Blade Works. Literally episode one, they do a thing. I'm like, if that didn't happen, this whole route couldn't exist.
And so you want me to start with episode zero and then one?
Yes. Gotcha. I literally started watching episode zero before you called me. It's 50 minutes, but like it gets to it. It gets to it, and there's explanations.
And I feel like episode zero of Fate Strange Fake was so hard to follow because they're setting up everybody all at once. Because they're like, hey, we're just going to hop into this fucking shit. Like, here's all the heroes. Where episode zero for Unlimited Blade Works, you'll have a much better time, Jose.
Okay, cool. So it's just going to be focusing around one thing.
It follows on one and a half characters.
Okay, that's doable.
Mm-hmm. And like, if a name is mentioned, you'll meet them next episode, and you'll be like, okay, got it.
One of our captains, I think you responded to it, Jose, apologized on Pythie's behalf.
Yeah, they did. They totally did. Yeah.
I just wanted people to be into the things I like.
You got to go about it the right way, Pythie's. You got to set it up for them, you know?
To be fair, I assumed that this shit was going to be weekly, so I'd be like, okay, I'll just talk about Fate Strange Fake regardless of what happens.
Hey, I'm on board. I really like it. Yeah, by the time it comes out, Jose will be ready to go.
Perfect.
Also, and everybody that watched that first episode is so pissed because it ends right before the coolest character in the story is introduced.
Oh, sick. Okay, I can't wait.
Sam, you know the Berserker from Unlimited Blade Works?
Yeah.
Okay, so him, but not a berserker.
Ooh, that's going to be fucking sick. Holy shit.
People have been screaming for him to be put into Fate Grand Order. Screaming nonstop. Especially me. He's the coolest it's ever been.
Damn, I can't wait. That's exciting. Okay, fuck.
See, I'm too excited.
All right. Anything else that you guys want to add into the regular show before we hop over to the exclusive extra 15 minutes on Patreon for the captain's meeting?
My wife finally cracked, though. She wants a PC now.
Ooh. Oh, Jose, that's so expensive. That's so expensive.
She don't give a damn. She's like, will you build it for me? And I'm like, ask Danny.
yeah, Danny, she's the one.
Yeah, he agreed that he'd help her
out. That's an expensive purchase.
Yeah, she said she is down to drop $1,500.
Okay. And she could get a really good one for that.
I'm like, that's what I
paid. But do you have monitors and stuff, Jose?
Because no, I told her she has to buy a monitor, and she's like, well,
she's gonna want to.
I told her she needs two, and she's like, what if I just get a curved one?
They're not, Jose, expensive now. I just bought a nicer one for my fiance, but you could get a solid 1080p monitor for like $120.
Send me link.
They're not expensive at all, Jose.
I need a second one because I like, had
if
a
you're
second
just
one,
going
but it broke.
Base 1080, like 1 millisecond, 144 hertz.
I'm not
going
to do anything nuts on that one.
But that's like just the basic. Like that's what we have. We've had the old Asus monitors for years and years and years. You get them super cheap now, Jose. Super.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you want like a better monitor, they do up to like 500 hertz, 240 hertz, 0.3 millisecond refresh rate.
Jesus Christ.
NVIDIA G-Sync, which I got that for my fiance. She has a better monitor than I fucking have. It's like looking at least 250.
Yeah.
At least.
But, I mean, she has from now until our roommate leaves, which will be in June.
Yeah.
And so she's saving up like $200, $300. And she's like, oh, I want this. And she was like looking at keyboards and stuff. I'm like, hold on. You might not even like these keyboards and stuff like that.
How big of a desk does she have right now, Zay?
So she has the same one that I do.
Good. It's like the really big one from IKEA.
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect.
So she has one, but now this bitch, she goes, I want two desks. I'm like, what the hell do you want two desks for? She's like, one where I can do my work and stuff, and then one to play.
So she's creating an L desk.
Yep, that's what I told her. But she's like, no, I'm going to put one on one side of the wall and one on the other side of the wall.
Oh, hate that. So you're going to have three separate setups? Ew.
No, it's just going to be in her office now.
Oh, right, because you're getting extra room back, yeah. Jose.
So now I'm like, that's right, I get my man cave back.
Okay.
I want to put a little futon in there in case I want to take a nap.
Sick.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna redecorate it so eventually I'll
or beanbag.
Yeah, I'll be able to do lives from my place and stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
So that'd be really cool. Sam's gonna help me out with that.
Yep.
And now you know if she gets a PC, you're gonna have to play Baldur's Gate with her.
Yeah, I know 100%. She's been begging me to get Baldur's Gate and just learn. Now I'm like, you want me to play Rivals? You want me to watch Yellowstone? You want me to watch Full Metal with you?
She's asking a lot of you, Jose.
That's exactly what I said.
It's the only game that has ever made me play a class outside of my comfort zone.
Wait, what class do you normally
play? I am a, like, brick-headed, stupid idiot that likes to hit and make numbers big. So just, like, fighter, soldier. I never touched a biotic in Mass Effect. I use a greatsword in, like, Dragon Age and Dark Souls. And the second I started the game, I was like, I should be a bard. Like the character I beat the game with was a sorcerer. And I'm like, this is weird. I'm not used to this, but it's fun.
Yeah, I get you. I tend to play those kinds of like Russian fight characters. The last time I think I played, I think I had a cleric. Is that what it was?
Yeah, you're a cleric.
I had a cleric.
If you're
a hobbit cleric, to be specific.
You can be a hobbit in Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, I was a storm cleric too, so I had the powers of Thor.
I was a tiefling sorcerer that had like the dragonborn background, so I could make the fire go big.
We blew up Josh one time.
Oh, you said he got shit thrown in his eye because Sam fucked him over.
No. That was a different campaign. Like Josh getting blown up was a well-placed fireball to eradicate spiders.
Well-placed, huh?
Well, Josh was in there, and Sam said, if you don't get out of there, it's going to blow up.
No, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous, by the way. Firstly, we entered a town that was abandoned. It looked very scary. And so as you do in all Dungeons & Dragons stuff, you split up. All right? So we all split up to go look at... We all split up to go look at different houses. Oh,
you're right. We went to a bunch of different houses.
And Josh was really pissed because he didn't want to split up. He said, that's not what you're supposed to do. And I said, well, we're going to split up. There's six houses. There's six of us. Why wouldn't we just take a house?
No, we were mad at him because he was metagaming the whole time.
He was metagaming.
And he was
correct.
Just like, no, I don't want to go to this house. There's so obviously something weird about this house, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, I picked this house. And then I think you were like, I'm over here.
Yeah. So at some point, he was captured by the spiders. Like, I think he lost a fight. He got jumped by three spiders and he got knocked out.
He tried to swing, but it's in a house, so he couldn't. He hit the ceiling or something. He just rolled really bad.
Yeah. So instead of eating him, they wrapped him up. And then we're like, all right, you know, hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Let's go fucking get Josh. But the whole house was covered in like spiders
and spider webs. Yeah.
It restricts your moving. You can't go in there. It was some fucked up hellhole. I don't remember if it was me or if it was you, but we shot a fireball.
It was you. I didn't have the fireball stuff. It was definitely
you. Sorcerer?
You had wild magic or something. And you're like, I rolled wild magic.
I did have wild magic. Yes, I blew him up. I blew up the whole house.
But the funniest part was when it rolled onto that fucking, I think it was a level 3 fireball too. You just smiled and you're like, I put it in the center of the house. And Josh was so upset because the minute it ignited, I think they had him roll either a dex or I forget what save it was.
Probably Constitution.
But he failed. He failed immediately. Got knocked down and he was upset because he had rolled. He was taking extra damage. So JJ was being very nice to him and trying to keep him alive. And so I'm like, oh, wait, I'm a fire genasi. I'm resistant to fire. Mm-hmm. So I walk in there trying to save Josh, but he kept failing his saving throws. So he just died.
Mm-hmm. Was that the same campaign that then we then carried his bones around in our backpack for the rest of the time? And then when his new character came on board, we made the new character carry the bones.
Hey man, you want to hold these?
After we shot him in the bush and almost killed his character.
We were playing my younger brother and he showed up as a bard, and I think it had something to do with like Michael Bolton or something like
Jill
that.
Pollins.
No, Jill Pollins. So for Phil Collins, just reverse the opening. And he introduces his character. He's like, I step out from the bush and like say something, and my younger brother goes, I shoot him.
He's like, he startled me, so I shot him. Yeah. And he's just like, wait, are you being for real? He's like, yeah. He's like, well, you have advantage on this, so I guess roll, and he rolls a nat 20.
Yep. So it was a bad start. From then we entered a dungeon and we didn't want to carry the bones, so we had him hold it. Yeah, and then we also told him that because he's new and we picked him up on the road, he's not getting a cut of our profits. So it was a very toxic game of Dungeons and Dragons looking back at it.
Yeah, he was so mad. I think he quit like halfway through that.
Yeah,
and then
I mean,
came back.
I think any respectable person would be. It comes off a little bullying at this point, but hilarious.
So, like, because I've been liking so much Baldur's Gate shit, I'm like, I don't play D&D, but D&D has just showed up on my For You page on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to steal this poem someone wrote. Are you ready for the magnum opus of all of humanity?
Ready.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I don't care how big the house is, I cast fireball.
Yep.
That's exactly
what happened.
All right. Well, let's head over to the captain's meeting. I hope you guys enjoyed that brief little talk of Dungeons and Dragons. Now, in the captain's meeting, I mentioned it at the top of the show, but we're going to talk about if the bounce would be able to defeat the Quincy's, okay? Nathaniel, one of our captain level members, has come with a multiple reasons why he believes that could be true, as well as he pulled a hilarious prank on his girlfriend, which I have to talk about. I thought it was so fucking funny. So, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys next week for more Bleach Boys. If you guys have any questions you'd like to see, anything you'd like to see us cover, let us know in the comments down below. And there is still that Ask the Bleach Boys question inside of Discord where I'm still looking at constantly to see if there's anything updated in there. So do join the Discord and leave a like and subscribe. Goodbye, everybody.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water. But we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.